Hey, folks. Welcome to Stock Talk Tuesday with Dan, and I'm Dan. So if you're here, you probably know that. So this is probably the best screen that we could have up today. So I want to explain to you guys, if you're here watching today, you want to understand or learn more about investing. And I always wanted to do this as a kid. I always thought, you know, I watched Wall Street and all these other things. And I'm like, okay, that'd be really cool. So that's what really got me involved in economics and things like that. And that actually helped me understand the markets a little bit more, because you have an interest in this. So that kind of helps you dive into it. And as you understand the markets, you can understand how money works and everything else works. So that's why I try to come out here each week and be consistent with it to talk to you guys about Stock Talk Tuesday. And we talk about investments such as stocks, bonds, cryptocurrencies, and the whole realm. You know, because if you look across the screen right now today, if you looked at that and said, okay, what does any of that mean? Those are the people I want to talk about in today's video. So let's get over to it. So let's kind of dive down, and I'm going to just take this headline and help you understand the markets. And then I'm going to give you my insight on a few things. And the number one investment that if you're a new investor and you just don't know what you're doing, and the reason why we're doing this, folks, is I'm not a stock advisor, I'm not a financial planner, I'm actually in the mortgage business. So if you're out there looking to buy or refinance, love to help you in any case. But a lot of people always say, you know, I don't have any money to invest, and you know, or they have some money in their savings account and things like that. But I'm going to show you how just investing, you know, $50 or $100 a paycheck, how it can grow over time. But the first thing you have to do is understand how all this works. So that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. So let's get over to the headlines that we're seeing. So let's just look at this in its face value to get an idea of what the market is telling us today. Just get a feel for it. So first off, we're going to go to the breaking news. And this is another Trump thing going on. Trump says he'll have a Fed majority soon to push rates lower after firing Cook. So, you know, I'm not all into this, to the firing of the Federal Reserve people and all that stuff. I'll keep that to myself, but it does play a role in all these things. So what we have in the store for us today is right through here. S&P 500 is little changed as traders weigh Trump's latest Fed, whatever, salvo, and NVIDIA earnings. So the market's always the week of NVIDIA earnings, because NVIDIA's in the headlines every day, and that's all you basically hear about. When their earnings pop, it really moves the market. Okay, so their earnings are coming out. We're going to take a look at when the earnings reports are coming out. So let's just go over to this so you can understand how when these companies come out with their earnings, what does it tell us? So we're going to go over to the earnings. This is called earningshub.com/earningscalendar, and you can go into this. Okay, so why this is important? Well, tomorrow, after the bell, that means after the closing of the market tomorrow, NVIDIA is going to come out with their earnings. What it's going to come in at, I don't know, but they've been blowing away the numbers the last few earnings reports. Let's go over to what earnings reports we have this week. So far, we've got Wolf Speed. I don't know what any of these companies are, but if you go to these earnings calculators, you can go and find this. You know, how are the earnings going on with companies right now? And we want to look at a broad market scope. So we look at these, and then we look at earnings every day to see how corporate earnings are coming in. Okay, so let's go back to here, and this is basically what NVIDIA earnings are coming in on Wednesday, and that's what a lot of the markets are facing. So now let's get through some of the headlines. Lisa Cook will sue over Trump's firing from the Federal Reserve Board. Now, she sits on the Federal Reserve. She's not the head of the Federal Reserve, but she's one member. Well, she got in a little trouble for allegedly mortgage fraud. So all this stuff will come out, but this is all you're seeing in the headlines. You notice we're not really seeing much about tariffs or not much about anything else other than this. It's a lot of times when you start seeing this stuff, it's a complete smokescreen for something. So something's about ready to pop. But you go down through here and it says short-term treasury yields fall while long-term yields rise after Trump's removal of the Fed, one of the Fed members. So that's also, you know, making the markets a little shaky right now. So if we go up back up through here, here's what I want to show you guys. Here's what the markets are doing, and we'll go through the Dow Jones. The Dow Jones is major, big companies in this, involved in this, like IBM and AT&T and things like that. So if you're a huge company conglomerate like that, you're usually in the Dow Jones. Okay, if you're on the S&P 500, this is the investment that we're going to look at today. This is, if you invested in anything over time, this would be your investment to do. If you also talk to a lot of financial planners, they're like, well, you know, a lot of these things we do are basically on tax strategies. But the biggest thing we want to focus in on is, you know, the returns people are getting and the ease of it. And they're like, if people would just put their money in the S&P 500 over time, they're going to beat the markets 9 times out of 10. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that today, because that just hit record high and it's continuing to hit almost on a daily basis. NASDAQ, this is a composite of mostly like tech companies or startup companies. That's through here. The Russell 2000, these are smaller companies, newer companies. And this is what's supposed to really take off as the Federal Reserve cuts rates. But what we want to talk about today is the safest place that you want to put your money. So what we want to go over to is right through here, stable investments. Okay. So basically what I asked this AI system, and I said, I'm talking with my clients today about investing and looking back over time. And what's the most stable investment that you could recommend over a 10, 15, and 20-year history? You know, by all means, it's saying to go into stocks. Okay, but I don't want you investing in a single stock because it's really risky. You don't probably know what you're looking at. You might see the fad. Oh, you know, what's in, I'm going to buy Nvidia today and so forth. But you have to understand what you're truly buying, because it's hard-earned money that you're working with to invest. So let's go and see what this tells us, and let's see if it kind of confirms or gives us other options that we might be thinking of. So if you look at this over a 10-year history, stocks outperform. They usually perform about 7 to 10% annually after inflation. So this is covering inflation and you're getting a return on your money. Okay, inflation lately has been 2 or 3%. So this has been doing pretty well. Over a 10 to 20 year period, it still outmatches everything. And what they're saying right here is invest. Almost no 15 or 20 year period in U.S. history has shown a loss when investing broadly like the S&P 500. Okay, so you're going to get a repeat sentence here, basically. Volatility, short-term swings, can be painful, like 2008, the 2000 crash, that was the tech bubble, 2020 COVID drop, but over decades, stocks, most reliable wealth builder that's out there. Bonds, great investment. I think it's a good short-term investment right now, as we know the Federal Reserve is going to be cutting rates based on the headlines. So short-term maturity bonds will do better than long-term right now. But over time, a lot of people do move into long-term treasuries just for the stability. Over 10 years, you get a 2 to 5% annually, depending on the inflation and interest rates. So 2 to 5%, this isn't even after inflation. So let's say inflation was 3, you have a bond giving you 2, you're losing money. Because your deterioration of your dollar, which is inflation, is dropping, and you're not even keeping up with the inflation. Okay, so if inflation's at 3%, you need to at least make 3% or more on your money to make that dollar equal to what a dollar is the next day. Okay, you probably get that part. Okay, cryptocurrencies, it's too speculative, folks. So if you're a new investor, maybe you put a dollar into this thing every so often, but you know, avoid cryptocurrencies at this time. That's my recommendation. And again, folks, I'm not a financial planner. I'm not a stock trader. I'm actually a mortgage guy trying to educate you guys on this stuff. So just take everything I say, just take it for entertainment and educational purposes and play it back. And so when you're doing your research, you can understand what we're looking at and the whys behind it. So let's now go down to ETFs. What an ETF is basically a basket of stocks. Okay, so let's say you like Nvidia and you're like, okay, I really like Nvidia. But I know Meta's doing good over there, and then we have these other things doing good, and then this is doing good. Where do I put my money? Wonder if you could put your money in all of it. Yeah, all of it. Let's get over to an investment you can put that in. When you go down through here, basically what it's saying is put it in the S&P 500. I'm going to explain to you what the S&P 500 is. Then I'm going to show you ways to invest in it the cheapest way possible, because basically you're investing in this thing right through here. Let's go back to the – oh, where'd the CNBC go? Here, let me pull it up on my screen here for a second. So when you're investing in the market, here, hold on, let's go back. I don't know why it's taking so long to load. Here's what you're buying. You're buying this right through here. You're buying everything in this. Okay, how do you do that? Well, let me go to this section right through here. This is an iShare. Best way to explain this is down through here. You can invest in the S&P 500 multiple ways. Okay, these are what's called mutual funds, and then there's ETFs. Okay, they all hold the S&P 500, all the stocks in the S&P 500 in it. So you know what you're what it consists of. So why would you overspend on trying to buy something that holds all that all those stocks in it? So basically, what I'm saying is, how do you invest in the S&P 500 the cheapest way possible? Because you're basically buying the S&P 500, and every index does the same. Well, let's go in and see what's the cheapest way to do this. So let's go down through here. I want to find the basically the expense ratio. So you go down through here, and this is the S&P 500 expense ratio. Let's just go down through here, and this one's 0.09. This one's 0.03. This is a 0.03. So why would you spend the same amount or triple on this than you would these? So let's buy one of these and put it in our portfolio. So let's fast forward a little bit, folks, and go over to our portfolio, and here it is. But first, I want to show you what this stock is. Okay, the IVV. This is the ETF. Of the S&P 500 stocks. Okay, so let's figure out what's in those. So we go to holdings. Now you're at yahoofinance.com. That's where I want you to be, because this the system is phenomenal. If you want to buy and trade stocks and things like that, I think I have a system or a link down below for Schwab. It's probably one of the easiest systems to use. That's what I use, and I'd recommend it. But let's get over to here. If you buy one share of this, remember we were talking about, well, I want to buy NVIDIA, and I want to buy Apple, and I want to buy Amazon. Well, you can buy one share of this, and you're going to own all this. Tesla, Berkshire Hathaway, Alphabet, Broadcom, Meta, Amazon, all the things that's in the headlines. So then you can start bragging to your friends and family, oh yeah, I own stock in that. Yeah, I own stock in Apple. And you have one share of this, but you do own all of these. Now, let's look at the returns. Is it a stable investment, a good investment? Well, let's get over to this. We're going to look at the IVV. Now, this is that ETF that we're looking at. So let's get over to this and see how it's faring with the S&P 500. So let's see how it's done over the, well, let's just look year to date. So year to date, it's up 9.45%. All right, what's it done over a year? Over 1 year, 14.76% over a 5 year period, 85%. Okay, so that's what it's doing. So when you then look down below, what you're going to start seeing is just more data down here that might help you out. It's going to show you where it previously closed, what the opening bid is, and things like that. Now, you're going to say, Dan, it's $647 a share. I don't have that much money. Many times, especially if you go through Schwab or some systems like that, you can buy fractional shares. So, yeah, you can buy $100 of this, and you'll own, what, a sixth of a share? At least it's starting somewhere, and you're starting to get some more returns on your money. And just treat this as a bill, folks. So you got to get to start budgeting. So how do you do that? Even if you have credit card bills and things like that, please set $50 a paycheck away. Just send it off to Schwab or whatever company you want. Set it there and just have it automatically trickle right into this, you know, an account like this. And you'll see it over time. Don't even think about it. Just think of it as a bill and check on it once a year. You'll be amazed on the appreciation that you're going to see. So that's that part of that. I forgot to ask you guys, making sure, can everybody hear me okay and see me okay? All I need is a thumbs up from somebody and make sure I'm you guys can hear and see me okay. So that's what we wanted to talk about in today's video on the investment side. And that's why, you know, if you need to understand or want to understand how the markets work, this is where you go to. Just go to the headlines and start seeing, you know, what's going on. Again, S&P 500 inches higher as NVIDIA gains. So the S&P 500, because if NVIDIA gains on its earnings, so let's say the earnings come in really good and NVIDIA stock goes up, well, if you own shares in the S&P 500, you're going to make money as well. So that's how all this works. Again, the NASDAQ has its own stocks in there and its own ETFs and things like that. But you have to understand how the markets, and this is where I come into play. If you want to really learn how the markets are working and how everything works in the back end, please visit me. You know, watch the opening bell what I do each day, or watch the closing bell that we do each day. What we try to explain to you guys is, you know, I am a mortgage person. That's what I do for a living. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. And I come in here every day and explain to you guys what the markets are doing. And the reason why I do that is because I'm trying to educate you guys on where interest rates are going in the housing market. But we have to understand all this stuff when I'm trying to, you know, explain to you guys what the markets are doing. And I also try to help you guys understand the whys behind it. Okay, so that's what we're talking about in today's video. So, you know, each day just go in and familiarize yourself just with some of the news. And, you know, just understand things over time. Now, don't stop at these things. Stop at the things that are really going to educate you. And, yeah, do these things on entertainment time or whatever. But understand, you know, when you're trying to figure out what's the markets are doing, or you're trying to figure out, you know, should you be buying a house? Can I afford to buy a house? Does it make sense to refinance? Things like that. You need to understand the cost of money and how everything works, folks. And that's what I try to explain to you guys on a daily basis. So just come and visit me each morning, each closing, and I explain to you guys what happened in the markets and the whys behind it. So we just created a system right through here. A lot of people are asking me for, Dan, do you guys have a live website or something we can watch where mortgage rates are going, and also the MBS market? So yes, we do. We are actually working on a little bit more of a robust system, but we do have these things that were just presented to us. So we're going to try to get these posted on our website or somewhere where you can go in and actually track this if you're wanting to. So I'll put the URL down below. So maybe you can even just put this on your side screen and you can see how the markets move on a daily basis. And yes, this is live, and we'll also share with you where mortgage rates are going for the day. So you'll see these trickle around. I think maybe the markets aren't closed yet. Okay, so that's that part of it. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about me here in a second. But folks, I live in Illinois, and I just want to give you guys just a little bit of tidbit. This probably isn't the platform to do this, but I just want you to understand, you know, what gerrymandering is and some political things out there that I just want you guys to understand. I live in Illinois, so I know what's going on here, folks. I just want to present to you guys our taxes here. Okay. So, if you're living in Illinois, you probably get it. You can give me a thumbs up here because you're going to agree with all these things because this is the truth. Okay. So here in Illinois, they're complaining about the gerrymandering and all these other things, but I want to show you how efficient our government is. That's probably the most polite way I can put that. Our property taxes, they are now officially, we are number one, folks. In Illinois, homeowners face an average property tax of 1.83%, the highest in the nation, right behind New Jersey. So good for us. We are ranked so we are highest in the country when it comes to property taxes. Well, let's go to sales taxes. How far down the chart are we there? Well, we're pretty high up the chart on that one, too. State rates based at 6.2825%. Combine that with local taxes and combined state taxes, 8.86. How's this compare nationally? Well, it's not the highest, but it surely is darn close, only running behind a couple other states. Now let's get to the gas tax, another tax that we get taxed here, as well as our toll systems, how you can, you know, mostly if you drive on a road here, you're probably paying for it. But let's go to the gas tax we have here. Illinois state gas tax. The state tax is 0.483 per gallon. Of gallon and 0.588 per gallon for diesel. Tax, total tax burden. Illinois drivers pay the second highest taxes, gas taxes in the entire country. So we have the highest real estate taxes, the second highest gas taxes, and probably about the fourth or fifth highest estate taxes. Okay, let's go to gerrymandering for a second. Gerrymandering. This is our state map. Okay, so when I start hearing, you know, everybody's complaining about Texas and then California and things, folks, if you want gerrymandering, come to Illinois. Here's our map. Let me know if this makes sense. Okay, so here's part of a district. It goes from here through here, over through here, down through here, and part of this. Why? Same thing with over here. One, this one right there. Here, one. That's a voting district. Okay, over through here, voting district. Over through here, voting. Why does it look like this? Well, it's because they've won 85% of the votes all the time. So when you here's the analysis of this. If you ever see when people do vote through the whole state, you're going to see a lot of red and a little bit of blue, but blue wins. And folks, I'm okay with however you vote, whatever political aisle you're on. It's this stuff that you have to understand how we're being manipulated, folks. So I want you to understand, when you start hearing gerrymandering, please just Google it. Understand it, how they use it for these purposes. And Jose, sounds like California. But you get what I'm saying. And I don't want to get political on this channel, and I'm not. Either which way you want to go is fine with me. I'm just saying you need this. This is part of our education. I want you guys to understand how all this works. Then you make a decision. one way or another. That's what the great part of our country is. You have the ability to make any decision you want. You can vote for your whoever you want for. But when you have maps that look like this, why is there a reason why it's broken up like this? Yeah, there's a reason. And I want you guys to learn why on this happens. And then also back to these things, why this happens and why mortgage rates change. And that's my whole goal of the channel, folks. My whole goal is to help you guys understand the financial markets and understand all these concepts. And then, you know, if you're you ever get to a point where you're looking to buy a house or maybe looking to refinance, I'd love to help you out. Okay, so let's get over to who I am, and I'll conclude it from here. So my name is Dan Frio, folks. I'm actually a nationwide, a federally chartered, and a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. I work at a bank that we're set up with over 30 different lenders. And here's the cool thing is, if you're watching this channel on a daily basis, you're most likely looking to buy or refinance, or you're in the mortgage business, or you're a realtor. We want to make sure that we can provide you all the services with one phone call. Our slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan or compare your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, the bank that I work with, we're actually set up with 33 other lenders. These are mortgage companies, credit unions, banks. They're a whole slew of different companies. But the reason why we have this is because their products, they might have a better FHA product than me. Somebody else might have a better VA product than us. So these give me the opportunity to be able to serve you and also be rate competitive because I can also use their rates. So by going to our system, I'll get you approved. We'll get your application. We'll pull your credit, get you approved, and then the hard work starts. That's when we're going to start working with you to make sure we're getting you the lowest rates and the lowest fees in the industry. And that's what we pride ourselves on. So, folks, that is our report for today. Let's conclude some things here. Let's see how the Dow Jones is going right through here. It's basically stagnant, but it is up a little bit. Earlier, this was only up 0.01 across the board. But right now, we have the Dow Jones. It's up. Now you understand a little bit more about this. One day, we might even cover short selling, how you can actually make money when the market goes down. When you make money when the market goes up, like if you buy a stock and the price goes up, that's called buying long. When you're actually betting for that stock to go down, it's actually you're putting a short position on that. We're not going to talk about that just yet because you have to understand the long positions and how all the markets work and the whys behind it, folks. So that's it for today. Hope you learned a little bit of something about stocks, bonds, and cryptocurrencies and how you can invest maybe just $100 a paycheck or $50 a paycheck and actually start building some wealth for you and your family, folks. So that's our report for today. Hope you learned something. God bless. Take care.